It is Brian and Tricia, and on the phone we have Daryl Pepper from Grace Heartland Church. But in this capacity right now, you're talking about Room in the Inn. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brian and Tricia. And yes, Room in the Inn is coming up. We run this in the coldest months of Hardin County, December, January, and February, so it's going to start soon.
So what is Room in the Inn?
Well, Elizabethtown, Hardin County, we don't have our own permanent homeless shelter. But during those 3 months, we provide a temporary homeless shelter for all of our homeless neighbors and guests in this area.
So is this something that people can go to for the whole day, or is it just at night?
Well, what we provide is mainly just at night. The guests will eat dinner at Warm Blessings, and that's where they actually register. And then this year, Room in the Inn is going to take place in a whole new way, in a whole new location. And it's just going to be 2 doors down from Warm Blessings in the former Elizabethtown City Fire Station number 2. They've moved to a brand new shiny one, and so we're going to use this one this year.
So this is really convenient because in years past, it's been done at different churches throughout the community.
Right, and then this past summer as the board met, we began to realize this, with COVID craziness going on, this is probably not going to work and to host this in individual church buildings. So we began to pray, and we began to ask, and we began to brainstorm, and we began to have a conversation with the city. And that's where I just can't say enough good things about our city of Elizabethtown. They've really stepped up by allowing us to use the firehouse location. And just a shout out that Mayor Jeff Gregory and City Councilman Marty Fulkerson have just really done a lot of hard work to make sure that this will happen for us.
So how can people be involved? I'm assuming you still need help with making this work.
Yeah, thanks, Tricia. We do still need help. If people will go to our website, and that is roominetown.com, if they go there, they can see that there's ways to volunteer. We need people to stay all night long with our guests. We need breakfast provided on certain mornings. But if they go there, they can. There's a volunteer tab, and you send an email, and we will get back with you very quickly. And on that site, you can also donate, and we're certainly needing donations to make everything run this year.
So tell us again what that website is.
It is roominetown.com.
And when is it all starting?
It all starts December 1, and it runs through the very last night of February.
And so if people are going to Warm Blessings, if people need this kind of help, then they can go to Warm Blessings and find out information about that. They'll be directed to Room in the Inn?
Right. We are partnering. There's about a dozen churches involved. Warm Blessings and Don Cash, the director there, has just been incredible with their board. So we're partnering with them and, of course, with the city. And, yes, people can go there and find out more information. Or if you go to our website, all of the responsibilities for what it means to host Room in the Inn is posted there. And then what are the expectations for our guests who stay there? That's posted there also. Let me just emphasize, we really try to keep this for folks who are homeless in Hardin County. We're trying to, that's really the capacity we have, is to take care of our own people here.
Okay. All right. Great information. Thank you so much for sharing that,
sure.
Daryl Pepper, with Room in the Inn, E-Town. And we'll post a link for that on our Facebook page as well, so people can get more information.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we are Quixie 98.3.